If you are a wine consumer, you might not have much cause to think about the process that results in a flavorful glass of wine. You know, grapes and crushing and fermenting and some chemical processes. It's a pretty sure thing that you acknowledge the chemistry, but would prefer certain chemicals to be absent from the final product. So it raised some eyebrows when recent tests showed the presence of pesticides in California wines, even wines from grapes grown on organic vineyards. The anti-pesticide group Moms Across America ordered the tests. Zen Honeycutt is the director of the group and our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Zen, welcome.
Jeffrey, thank you so much for having me on the show.
It's a pleasure. Tell us about Moms Across America and its history, if you would. How long have you been around?
Well, we've been around for 3 years now. We started out by joining into 4th of July parades to raise awareness about GMOs and GMO labeling. And we had a reach of 300,000 a week on Facebook within about 4 months. We grew very fast, and we believe this is because moms care about what they're feeding their children and the skyrocketing health issues in America today. And since then, we've learned more about glyphosate, which is the active chemical ingredient in Roundup, and have been raising awareness to revoke the license of glyphosate.
Were you surprised at all by how quickly your message resonated?
Not really. I mean, yes, the reach and how successful it was in getting out there. 172 moms joined into 4th of July parades the first year. I mean, since then, we've had 700 events in all 50 states. But it just speaks to the growing concern about health issues that are happening all across America. Our families are in a health crisis, and we need to address this immediately. And we believe the major reason is toxic burden. It's the burden of exposure to a variety of different toxins, including the ones in our food, what we're finding them in our water, our breast milk, our Pediasure feeding tube liquid. Other groups have found them in cereal and honey and soy sauce, beer, and unfortunately now our wine as well.
Well, okay, if you do focus your efforts, I mean, your group is called Moms Across America, and if you're focusing your efforts primarily on moms trying to feed their kids healthy stuff, why focus on wine at all?
Well, a supporter brought us these test results because they knew that we are extremely concerned about glyphosate. And it was sort of on the heels of the testing of glyphosate in beer in Germany, where 100% of the samples were found to be positive. And the same method was used on these wine tests. And we thought that it was important to bring this awareness, to bring this to the public, because many of us are very concerned about the widespread contamination of glyphosate. It's not just in wine, it's in many different food crops. And, of course, wine is something many of us love to drink, and a lot of mothers drink wine, and the contamination can, affect our children as well.
You say the results were brought to Moms Across America. Who performed the work, and how extensive was it?
Well, it's an anonymous supporter who is very concerned about the exposure of toxins in the wine region in the Napa Valley, Sonoma, and Mendocino County area. And we can't disclose who it was or what the brands were, but we really want to assert that this is not about the brands of the wine. And this person had very good intentions as well, as we all do. We all want to protect organic, and we want to protect all farmers of all types. We want to make sure that our farmers are not being exposed to toxic chemicals, that consumers are not being exposed to toxic chemicals, and that the soil is not being damaged by toxic chemicals, which can deplete the retention of water. It depletes the retention of carbon sequestration. So, and it's not a long-term viable investment. In fact, the vineyard growers that I've spoken to say that they used to be able to pass down vines from generation, for 100 years they used to be able to harvest from them. But now with chemical farming, they can only harvest from these vines for about 10 or 12 years. So this is not a good long-term investment. And in addition, it affects all different kinds of farms as well because of the contamination. It's not just about wine.
We're talking about tests that showed presence of glyphosate, which is the active ingredient in the herbicide Roundup, in California wines from Napa, Sonoma, and Mendocino counties. Zen Honeycutt is the director of Moms Across America, which published the results. You can join us on the exchange. Your thoughts, comments, questions, welcome at 800-838-3760 over the phone, by email jx@jeffnet.org. So were the tests fairly random? It sounds like at least they were localized to Napa, Sonoma, Mendocino. So those wines, so did somebody just buy them from a store and then send them off to a lab?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, and what they found was that the conventional wines were 28 times higher in pesticides than the organic wines. And what we're, of course, very concerned that there's any glyphosate in organic wine at all, because it's not allowed and they don't use it. And so we asked, how could this be happening? And from farmers and researchers and vineyard growers, what we're hearing is that they're very concerned about the glyphosate contamination, mostly in the irrigation water and the rain, which is something that no farmer anywhere across America can avoid. So this is why we've started a petition with CARE 2, and we've had nearly 60,000 in the first week. It's over 67,000 signatures now. We'd like to get it to 100,000 and hand deliver it. So if you can go to CARE 2 and look up EPA, don't renew Roundup. That's the petition there. The other two ways that glyphosate can be contaminating crops is through the fertilizer, because the cows and the, you know, the animals eat GMO food, which is sprayed with glyphosate. Also drift can happen. So these are things that are uncontrollable. These are not, you know, these are not things that the organic farmers can control. And unfortunately, we need to have the conventional farmers, you know, curb back their use. We need to have the EPA revoke the license of glyphosate, and we need to stop this widespread contamination, because this is a very toxic chemical.
So that is the ultimate goal, get glyphosate just yanked from the market completely?
Absolutely, yes. And to stop toxic chemical farming. The fact is we don't need it. We have faith in our farmers that they can farm as they have for thousands of years without toxic chemicals. And there's an entire industry based on farming without toxic chemicals. So it absolutely can be done. The only people that are benefiting from these toxic chemicals primarily are the CEOs of the chemical companies that get huge bonuses and have huge salaries based on this.
But if so many farmers are still using Roundup, clearly that has become a go-to product for them. So are you suggesting any replacements for them specifically, or different methods, or what?
Yeah, we suggest different methods, which is basically to be tending the soil, eco-agriculture. There's a great farmer named John Kempf who teaches farmers how to farm without toxic chemicals that completely, you can grow crops that completely resist pests and weeds. So there are methods that have been done for thousands of years. There are methods he developed, you know, even new methods that tend to the soil so that pests and weeds are not attracted to those crops. And they can do this, and it's a great long-term investment because your crops are more nutritious, the soil is better quality, it retains more water, retains more carbon. It's called eco-agriculture. Absolutely, that is what we're proposing. There are alternative sprays, but we're not promoting certain brands of sprays. There's definitely organic alternatives out there.
Sen Honeycutt is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the director of Moms Across America. The finding of glyphosate, which is the active ingredient in Roundup found in California wines, the genesis of this interview. Here's David in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. David, you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, there we go.
Okay, so I appreciate you addressing this. I kind of disagree that it's only CEOs of corporations that benefit from this. I'm working with an organization called the Freshwater Trust who's doing creek restoration, river restoration, and they actually recommended using glyphosate because they told me that it becomes chemically inert after 48 hours. Now, I don't personally believe that, but I do know that for tree planting and for non-edible crops, there is a use for it, because otherwise they'd be using a lot of mechanical methods, and it's just too expensive to get people out there. Of course, there are methods, but it's a matter of cost effectiveness. So I have two questions. Number one, is it chemically inert after 48 hours? Obviously not if they're finding it years later. And is it possible that it could be used in certain non-edible, far-from-creek sources?
All right, good questions. Thanks for those, David. Appreciate it. Zen?
It definitely does not biodegrade as fast as they have claimed. In fact, they've found it to be viable in dark, salty water for 315 days. And we really do need to ask ourselves, what's in our womb? Dark, salty water. And if a mother's consuming glyphosate-sprayed sugar or other food products, the sugar is allowed by the EPA to have glyphosate residues at 25 parts per million. And it only takes 0.1 parts per billion to destroy gut bacteria and 0.1 parts per trillion to cause breast cancer cell growth. Around the same amount of levels, very small amounts to cause endocrine disruption. So you've got to think about what's in our womb, what's, the biodegradability is not what they claim it to be. And then to answer your other question, it was about cost. Well, I would assert that the cost to the American people right now is far above what the cost is the benefit to the farmers. We're in a health crisis in America today, with one out of two of Americans with one out of two children with a chronic illness, one out of two males with expected to get cancer, one out of three females expected to get cancer, and we're spraying a probable carcinogen on our food. that just does not make sense, and that cost is something that we cannot bear any longer.
All right, so Nick's on the idea of using it on non-food crops from your perspective.
Well, because of the because it goes into the soil and into the water, I just don't think it's acceptable at all, and that this is what farmers and researchers and scientists around the world are saying. No, this should not be used at all, and there should be zero in any consumer products.
Zen Honeycutt, I think you touched on the numbers here. There are amounts considered allowable in certain consumables. Is that right? You mentioned something about 25 parts per million.
Unfortunately, the EPA allows residues of glyphosate on 160 of our different food and feed crops. And on oil, which is a very, you know, concentrated, they allow 40 parts per million. On sugar, 25 parts per million. On potatoes, 7 parts per million. And these levels are far above what has been shown to destroy our gut bacteria, which is the stronghold of our immune system.
So I was writing that down. So you said it's 0.1 parts per billion to destroy gut bacteria?
Yes, yes. And they allow parts per million on our food.
Wow.
And in the last 10 years, 70% of all of the Roundup, this is Roundup and glyphosate, that has ever been used has been used just in the past 10 years alone. And that directly correlates with the rise of things like diabetes, which there's been a fourfold increase of diabetes in our teens in the past 10 years, a 79% increase of Crohn's disease. And how this is related is that glyphosate destroys the gut bacteria. And when you destroy the gut bacteria, that's where tryptophan is stored. Without tryptophan, you can't make serotonin, and serotonin regulates insulin. So if you destroy your gut bacteria, you are inviting a host of different health issues, diabetes, autoimmune issues that can be linked, gut-brain issues that can be linked to autism and Alzheimer's. There's a whole Crohn's disease, IBS, a whole host of disease. In fact, there's 700 lawsuits out right now to Monsanto connected to non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. So there's a whole host of diseases and illnesses connected to this chemical.
So what concentrations were found in the wine in the California tests then, and how far below? I'm assuming they were below what were considered safe levels by the FDA.
Yes, of course. The EPA and FDA consider that we could have a 155-pound man could have something like, I believe it's around 122 milligrams per day or something like that. It's just an incredibly high amount. It's way higher than what it is in the EU. And what was found in wine was 18 parts per billion. Now, you'd have to drink a whole glass of wine to have about that same amount in your body. A whole bottle of wine. But, and it is admittedly a very small amount. But what you must consider is all of the other foods that you're eating throughout the day, which have glyphosate sprayed on at much higher levels as well, then you're consuming this in addition to it, and the wine does, you know, it does contribute to destroying gut bacteria as well, you know, it's acidic, and you've got all of these other accumulations going on, and 30% of that glyphosate has been shown in animal studies to stay in the bone marrow, to stay in the body, and 70% is urinated out, and other tests that we've found with breast milk is that it does get retained in the breast milk. So, we're very concerned about the accumulation of accumulation of glyphosate in the body over time.
So is there any comfort to give here? I mean, are there places that people can look for food where they are reasonably certain they won't have any glyphosate at all in the what they're eating and drinking?
Well, it's very difficult to say that because glyphosate is in the rain, it's in the irrigation water, and it's showing up in organic food. And now I don't want to talk about this. We just want to stick our fingers in our ears and go la 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 la. But the fact is, we have to take action. We can't do anything about something which we ignore. So we have a petition with CARE2 to revoke the license of glyphosate. If you go completely organic, studies have shown that the pesticides leave your body within 2 weeks. 100% of pesticides can clear the body. We have remarkable reviews on different health solutions that we have on our website on momsacrossamerica.org that people are restoring their gut. We're eating fermented foods to put in a trillion good bacteria in one tablespoon. If you can restore your gut, you can really recuperate a lot of different health issues that are happening in America today. So there is a lot of hope. We just ask people to really eat organic as much as possible and to protect organic by taking action to have glyphosate completely removed from the market and stop toxic chemical farming.
So you mentioned CARE2 a couple of times. That's care2.com. What can people do there?
You can go to the petition EPA Don't Renew Roundup. and sign that petition, and we hope to hand deliver at least 100,000 signatures. We're at 67,000 now. To the EPA to ask them to revoke the license of glyphosate. This is urgent. America cannot afford Roundup any longer.
Was this sort of a watershed moment for you, Zen, in realizing that, oh my God, it's in just about everything around us?
Yes, it was very disturbing. I love California. I love wine. This is a very difficult thing to information to release. But I knew that if we didn't, we would be hiding it, just like the big grocery manufacturers are hiding the fact that GMOs are in our food. We have to face the reality of what's happening in America today. We have to do something about it. And, along with finding glyphosate in breast milk and the Pediasure feeding tube liquid that's being given to children with cancer, I mean, this absolutely has to stop, and it has to stop now. We need people who have never taken action before to call the EPA, and I'm going to give you a number. It's 703-308-8187. Again, 703-308-8187. That's Neil Anderson, the director of the Pesticide Review Board. They are currently considering re-approving glyphosate for another 15 years. And this is the time to call them and to tell them we do not want them to do that. We need them to remove this product from the market.
All right. Zen Honeycutt is the director of Moms Across America. Thank you so much for joining us today to talk about your concerns about glyphosate.
Thank you, Jeff.
All right. Take care.